is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Live from the North Pole, it's time for Christmas Morning, the daily show where every day is Christmas. Here are your hosts, Bran and Scott.
Hello, everybody. Happy October 19th to you. It is your good friend, Bran. And I think a little fella named Scott is here with me. Scott, are you there?
Am I a little fella?
Yeah, a little fella.
Yeah, I'm not as tall as Daniel, but I'm close.
Yeah, you get the job done. How are you, pal?
Good. You know, I was thinking of you this week, Bran.
Thank you, first of all.
Is it tough right now for you, knowing that you're staring down the barrel of a lot of Christmas movie work? Or is it just so much fun that it doesn't even feel like work?
It's not tough at all, buddy.
All right.
This is exciting.
You're a trooper.
I mean, this week for me is like I got the NBA season started up, Christmas movies turning on, bought a lot of Christmas lights, about 3,000 lights to kind of get things going.
Woo!
So I'm ready. I'm geared up and ready to go.
Now, did you buy 3,000 lights because of the peer pressure of your neighbors across the street?
Yeah. I mean, I feel, I don't know. I am not competitive really in any other aspect, but I see someone across the street getting, putting up quite the display just for Halloween. And I'm like, I'm not going to, no prisoners.
And you're like, it's on. I love it. You know, and it takes a big man to admit that. So hats off to you, buddy.
Thank you. How are you feeling? Are you getting excited this week?
I'm getting really excited. I'm going to admit that I'm feeling kind of nervous because I already feel like the season is coming too fast. And we alluded to this last week. You know, it's, I'm not going to say the number of days because that'll spoil the countdown, but it's a lot less than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad, not in any way. I love this season. I love everything about it. I was just telling my wife, I think Christmas in October is the best kind of Christmas. When you go to a store and you don't expect to see it, but there it is. Ooh, that feels so good.
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like we somehow like skipped over 200 to 100.
Yeah, there's like a 3-month period that's totally missing.
I felt like we were in the 200s for so long.
Yeah.
And now we're here in double digits and it's just...
We're going to have to remember this next year when we're in the 200s.
Yeah, that's right. I want to know if there's anybody out there like me that's getting ready to put up Christmas lights. Is there anybody that's preparing? Like, I think I might put mine up the week leading up to Halloween, so that way November 1st, good
to go. You just flip them right on. Now, you're not
flip them right,
you're talking
flip
about
them
putting
right
them
on.
Up but not illuminating them, right? You're just
not
you're
illuminating
doing the prep work.
Them. It would feel wrong, I think, in my core to put up Christmas lights and have them on outside before Halloween. I think I would have a problem with it.
Well, all other things being equal, I think that would be fine, but it does take Halloween away from the kids. So we wouldn't do that.
We wouldn't do that. But November 1st, I want to be ready to go, ready and rocking to go. So ready and rocking to go. I don't know. That's not a saying.
Ready and rocking. We
ready
are ready
and rocking, baby.
Brand
I
want
to know if anybody out there is doing what I'm doing, like already prepping. Because I'm not doing like a big, like, I'm not going crazy.
You're not on the great Christmas light
static, fight. No, it's going to be a static display, but it is going to make my across the street neighbors step up their game.
Ooh.
And it's going to make my next door neighbor, Dan, upset. So
well,
those are kind of my two.
He has that illuminated doorbell, right? That's his decorating that he does.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. He did say that he would buy the lights if I want to put up lights on his house, which... We'll see. I'm not opposed to it. But speaking of decorations and getting ready, do we have any emails this week from some people?
Yeah, we do have a few emails this week. The first is from Chris Kolpak. He said he was writing in to let us know that the Backstreet Boys Christmas album will be released this Friday. And he says, I am all in on Christmas songs now. First, Chris, nice. You're one of us. Second, Bran, I was never a Backstreet Boys fan. I wasn't a boy band kind of guy. But I have to imagine these guys are, well, how old are they now? In their 40s?
Yeah. Oh, 50s probably.
Okay. They've probably shed the boy band thing, and now they're just being good musicians. So I am really excited to check out this album. This is the magic of streaming, too. I don't have to go and buy the album and find out if it stinks. So absolutely, on Friday, I already set a reminder that said, look on Spotify and see if it's there. I'm going to give it a good listen. How about you?
Of course I am. And
that's what I
don't hate boy bands. So
no, I didn't say I hated them. It's just not my thing. It's not what I was ever into.
All right.
Don't put words in Music Scotty's mouth.
Okay. Music Scotty.
Okay. Now I've got a couple emails here that are really going to take the heat off of us.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm always down for that because I do feel like we get in trouble a lot.
First one is from friend of the show, Holly Goodfellow. She says,
hey, Holly.
Longtime listener, first time emailer.
Wow.
While I'm definitely looking forward to you guys going daily for the holiday season, I wanted to give you permission to slowly ramp up between now and Thanksgiving. 2 days a week in November would be great, and hopefully you maintain your sanity a bit longer. No riots here. Your mental health and family time are important. Thanks for being joy spreaders. Well, thank you, Holly. I appreciate that. And I have one more on a similar idea here. This one's from Seth Burrows. He says, looky here, fellas. I wanted to share with you a tried and true philosophy that I've adopted in adulthood that has fundamentally changed the way I enjoy Christmas. The holidays should not be stressful. I was driving home from work, enjoying your show. I like that idea, Brand. Just somebody driving home from work, big smile on their face and listening to this. That fills me with joy. Yeah. Anyway. He says, I got to the part where the two of you began negotiating how to navigate your daily episodes without overtaxing yourselves. I am never one to begrudge any additional Christmas content, but with all the hard work you do year-round spreading holiday cheer, please do not feel any burden or obligation to your fans that causes either of you undue stress. I'm sure TV Scotty can attest that come November 1st, there'll be no shortage of Christmas content for your fans to enjoy, and you all deserve to enjoy the season, too. I won't be mad with daily episodes if that's what you choose to do, but the holiday season is meant to be enjoyed by all. Thanks for a great show, Seth. Well, thank you, Seth, and thank you, Holly.
That's very kind. I don't even know how we did it last year.
Last year we just started at Thanksgiving. Remember, it was a new show.
But I don't remember literally how we fit it into the week. So I feel like we need to. Yeah. But yeah, we will go. I'm sure we will go daily at some point. I just don't know what that point.
Oh, we will absolutely go daily at some point in November, and it will be by Thanksgiving. I did speak to Poppy the Elf, and she offered to help too.
Fantastic.
You get really busy with some with your movie stuff. So we have options. We'll ramp it up. We'll start getting everybody really into the Christmas spirit.
Very
kind.
As
if we hadn't been doing that all year, right?
Right. Very kind. Would you like some reviews?
I do want to know where we ended up with the reviews. What was the
last
what was
week
the goal?
We were at 129. I made a goal of 150, and we got to 131. So
we ramped by two. So it's what is that, a 100% improvement over the previous week where we got one?
I will officially say I am beginning to doubt that we will make it to 200. I'm sorry. Yeah, 200 by November 1st.
Oh, no. There's no chance on earth we're getting to 200, but that's okay.
That's right. But a couple of...
You know, if we got to 150, Brand, I'd be really stoked.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that is doable.
Ooh.
So please, here's the begging portion of the show. If you haven't left us a rating or a review, please, somehow, some way, Johnny iTunes uses that information to recommend the show to other people. And all we really want to do is reach the maximum number of people we can and spread Christmas cheer. So even if you just go in and say, great show, fellas, that would be from That's Seth. Fine. We would just love it and we would be thrilled. So please.
But a couple of emails for you. I got one from Lou Nagel that says, love the Christmas vibe. Thank
Isn't
you
he the Mambo
for-
number five guy?
I don't know. I might be, yeah. Thank you so much for a fun and enjoyable podcast. It's an OG listener of Jingle Jank.
Ooh,
and Deck the Hallmark.
Nice.
Double dipping. It's so cool to hear you two together. It's awesome to listen to people who love Christmas as much as I do. Merry Christmas. And Gensel Files. Gensel Thighs. I don't know. Christmas feels. I'm just leaving a review so Scott will shovel snow with a spatula.
Yeah!
Merry Christmas.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, there. And Brandon, I have a quick weather update.
Oh, have you gotten a little snow yet?
None.
I've seen a few people getting snow. Really?
None. But there is a chance of snow in the forecast on Sunday. So I will report back on that one.
I woke up to the 30s this morning for the first time.
You know, so. I love it when that first number of the temperature dips down. It's a high water mark when it hits the 40s, then when it hits the 30s. I haven't seen the 20s yet, but I did have to drain the sprinkler system this weekend for a freeze warning.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I love, but some people are getting some snow. I have seen some snow reports already. So some people are getting lucky with that October snow that you, it's elusive, but every once in a while it sneaks through. Do you got a joke for us, buddy?
I do. I also have a quick update from our research department. It was Lou Bega was Mamba number five. So
Mamba number five.
Unrelated. So, okay, I've got a joke
Christmas for number five. Christmas 25.
I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
What did the big candle say to the little candles?
Is this a Christmas joke?
Well, yeah, Christmas candles.
Okay, big candle said to the little candle, burn.
Burn, baby, burn. Oh, no, I don't think so. No, it's I'm going out tonight.
Waka, waka.
That's funny, but I do want to say burn baby burn's not as bad as you think it is. It's a big candle talking to a little baby candle. Burn baby burn.
And their job is to burn, so yeah okay.
All right, I'm going out tonight. I hate it, but it's time for the countdown.
Joy to the world.
67 days until Christmas.
Oh, it's too fast. Hit pause. I don't want to miss this.
67 days. By
That's
George.
Crazy.
And we're officially in the single-digit weeks.
Nine weeks till Christmas. You know what that means? That means Thanksgiving is coming up in what? 4 weeks? 5 weeks, maybe?
Ooh.
And I love a good Thanksgiving. I've decided I really love Thanksgiving as a holiday because I've got Christmas coming after it. But when I look forward to Christmas, I don't have anything coming after it. It always kind of bums me out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate New Year's Eve, but I don't love it either. I just like food. So,
well, yeah. Well,
any holiday.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but Thanksgiving is known for eating.
No, I know. Oh, okay. I know about Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving.
And also, is socially acceptable to play Christmas music at Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And even have the tree up. My tree will be up. Happy Christmas. There you go.
Happy Christmas. Are you ready for the news?
Yes.
Today is October 19th, 2022, and here's the news. Was that fast enough for you, Scott?
That was much better.
Wow. He's, I don't know what's gotten into him this year.
Yeah, he's got his ups and downs. I think it's the amount of coffee he has decided to drink on the morning of.
Now, this first one's for you. I'm sure you saw it earlier this week, Scott, but the first, it's not a trailer. But the first teaser for A Christmas Story that features basically just clips from the original Christmas Story and then Ralphie's eyes. It's been released with the release date of the movie being November 17th on HBO Max. Did you see it? Did it give you feels? You haven't seen the teaser.
This is really cool because this is news to me.
I can't believe it. I don't know anybody who loves A Christmas Story more than you.
That is true, and I will defend that title. But no, it went right by. I didn't see it at all.
Are you excited, or are you, like, more nervous than anything?
I think the word here is trepidation. You know, like, oh boy, I hope this is good. I'm looking forward to it. I've got nervous energy. Because I don't really want another stinker to come out. I think it's going to be good, though. I really do. They're not trying to redo the original here. They're carrying it on.
But I feel like it is putting a lot of pressure on Peter Billingsley, who hasn't had... I mean, he's done a lot behind the scenes, but he hasn't had the successful actor career that we love him in A Christmas Story. He's coming back, reviving this character. I feel like it's a lot of pressure
there.
I
like him in Elf. In a very small role,
of course,
but sure.
Of course. And speaking of classics, once again, you will not be able to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas on traditional television. It will only be available again on Apple TV Plus. Now, last year, it did air after a lot of pushback on the internet. PBS eventually ended up running it, so it did air on TV. But this year, PBS says it no longer holds the rights to the specials. That was for 1 year. So it will officially be only on Apple TV Plus.
Yep. But I did see that same story, Bran, and the one that I saw said that you will be able to watch it without an Apple TV Plus subscription. You'll just have to create an account and log in, and I think there's like a 5 or 6 day period where you'll be able to do that. So I would highly encourage you to do it. And sure, yeah, you can call Apple a bunch of Grinches on this one. At least there's some way to see it.
Yeah.
And honestly, you can just go to YouTube.
That's true. The same is true, though, of... The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, yep. and the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. All three of those are exclusive to Apple TV Plus. So
I do have a quick Charlie Brown Christmas update as well.
Yeah.
The new super deluxe version of
super.
A Charlie Brown Christmas by Vince Guaraldi was released on October 14th. It is on Spotify. It is on Apple Music. You can buy the physical versions, and I think they ship in December, but why would anyone do that at this point? But, well, unless it was the vinyl, I could see that one. It's fantastic, Bran. The first CD is a new stereo mix of the original album.
Great.
The other three CDs, or discs, whatever you want to call it, are outtakes from the original recording sessions. So you get to hear Vince Guaraldi and the trio working out, making mistakes, talking about things. And it's really interesting to hear a version of a song that you know so incredibly well played differently, because it just, it catches your ear and you're like, whoa, 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 what is this? So I've been enjoying that for the last few nights, and wow, it's a lot of fun. I would like to buy the 4 CD and 2 Blu-ray edition because it comes with a big book of liner notes by a Peanuts historian. But it's $80. So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. I wanted to, you know, I'd be happy to buy just the book for $30-$40.
Yeah.
But whatever. So I highly recommend.
There's so many tracks on that, though. So you can just kind of throw it on shuffle and you never know what version of Christmas Time Is Here you're going
to
get.
Well, what I've been enjoying doing is listening to, for example, Christmas Time Is Here. I want to hear all 7 takes of it. They work in a linear way, too. Like one track goes right into the other and you can hear them stop and say, whoa, whoa, let's do it this way. And that's been a lot of fun. So I highly encourage listeners to do that. If you do and you're enjoying it and you want to reach out to Christmas Morning podcast@gmail.com and tell me what you think of it. I'll talk to your ear off about the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Well, there you go. That'll do it for the news. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We have some Christmas specials to talk through.
We have more than some.
Yeah. But you know what? We'll get to the, I'll talk about it because Hallmark movies are kicking off this weekend and that's where things get a little bit muddy. And so we'll talk about that on the other side of the break here on Christmas Morning. We're back, everybody. Oh my gosh. The Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer.
Fun for all.
Let's talk about this because throughout the year, we've been reading all of the Christmas things that are airing. And with Hallmark Channel and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries kicking off their season at 6 a.m. Eastern on Friday, I think we can just say that and then just announce the new ones, I think, is probably the fair way to do that.
Yeah, now I did not prepare that for today. So today I'm going to read all the ones that are airing on Friday. But in the future, yeah, we'll read just the new ones because we would be here for an extra 10 minutes trying to read all of the specials.
That's right. But just know.
And you can always go to mostlychristmas.com and see the full list anytime
you
want.
Easy peasy. But just know if you want to set that alarm, 6 a.m. Eastern, Friday.
When does your marathon start?
Saturday, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Thanktohallmark.com/marathon. Okay.
That would be 4 a.m. Mountain Time
for me. You're
waking up. I'm not getting up at 4 a.m., but I'll probably dip in around 9 a.m.
This is going to be like when you got an early flight and your body is like not sleeping well because you're so excited. That's when you're going to be up at 4. I'll see you there.
All right, very good. All right, so here are the Christmas specials for the next couple of days, courtesy of mostlychristmas.com. Now, I'm going to warn you ahead of time, Brian, Wednesday and Thursday are a little light, But then Friday's going to be jam-packed. So
we'll make up for it.
Today, Wednesday, 2 p.m., Pop, ER, I'll Be Home for Christmas. 4:30 p.m. on IFC, Everybody Loves Raymond, Jazz Records. I love Jazz Records. I should really watch this episode, see what it's about. 6 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Monk, Mr. Monk, and The Man Who Shot Santa. And 8 p.m. on Cozy, Frasier, High Holidays. Thursday, 6 a.m. on Hallmark Movies, Monk, Mr. Monk, and The Man Who Shot Santa, if you didn't see that at 6 p.m. the night before. 6 a.m. on TV One, A Different World, The Gift of the Magi. 12 p.m. on Hallmark Drama, Matlock, Santa Claus. 1:30 p.m. on E!, Last Man Standing, Last Christmas Standing. 4 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Monk, Mr. Monk, and The Man Who Shot Santa. We're at a hat trick here. 4 p.m. on TV One, A Different World, The Gift of the Magi. 7 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, A Christmas to Remember from 2016. 8 p.m. on Animal Planet, Alaska, The Last Frontier, Homesteading for the Holidays. That's a new one, Bran.
I'm always just like, when am I going to be able to get my Christmas spirit on the Animal Channel? And it's good to know that Alaska, The Last Frontier has us covered.
Hey, you and I should go Christmas camping in Alaska.
Man, please.
That would be something. At 8 p.m. on Pop, NCIS New Orleans, Blue Christmas. Now, here's Friday. This is where it gets heavy. I've got like 3 days worth of listings here. And just a reminder, we're not going to do this every week or every day with all of the stuff. But today, I'm just going to read all of them. So Friday, 12 a.m. on Animal Planet, Alaska, The Last Frontier, Homesteading for the Holidays.
Woo!
Yeah, if you didn't catch it at 8
Put
p.m., you can catch it
loop.
At midnight.
Put it right. on a loop.
12 a.m. on MTV2, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Twas the Night Before Christening. 3:30 a.m. on VH1, The Wayans Brothers, A Country Christmas. 4 p.m. on Cozy, Give Me a Break, The Spirit of Christmas. 4 a.m. on Hallmark Movies, Monk, Mr. Monk and the Man Who Shot Santa. 6 a.m. on Hallmark, A Wish for Christmas from 2016. 6 a.m. on Hallmark Movies, The Christmas Card from 2006. And, Bran, someone asked, why do you read the years sometimes and not all the times? Well, if it's really old, I like to let people know because you might want to catch one that you really haven't seen. But the next movie, 8 a.m. on Hallmark, Christmas at Graceland, Home from the Holidays, that's 2019. People still remember that one, so I probably wouldn't say 2019. Does that make sense?
That's right. And everybody and their mom wants to know when the heck The Christmas Card is airing. So there you go, everybody. The Christmas Card, 6 a.m. Set your DVRs.
Have you seen The Christmas Card from 2006?
Yes, I have. We reviewed it, and people that think that Deck the Hallmark is affiliated with Hallmark Channel ask us to play it all the time.
Okay, that's not how this works.
People love The Christmas
Card. Okay,
Hallmark.
I'll have to check that one out. I'll put on the old the diver. 8 a.m. on Hallmark Movies, Christmas and Evergreen. 9 a.m. on VH1, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Christmas Show. 10 a.m. on Hallmark, The Mistletoe Promise. 10 a.m. on Hallmark Movies, Christmas for Keeps. 12 p.m. on Hallmark, Reunited at Christmas. 12 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, The Northern Lights of Christmas. I like that one. 1 p.m. on CMT, King of Queens, Noel Cowards. 2 p.m. on Hallmark, Crown for Christmas. Probably one of, I would say that is my favorite one that I've ever seen.
It's a classic.
2 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Deliver by Christmas. 4 p.m. on Hallmark, An Unexpected Christmas. 4 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, A Godwink Christmas, Second Chance, First Love. Definitely go with An Unexpected Christmas. 4 p.m. on Up, Gilmore Girls, Santa's Secret Stuff.
Yeah.
6 p.m. on CMT, Last Man Standing, Last Christmas Standing. 6 p.m. on Hallmark, My Christmas Family Tree.
There you go.
6 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, A Little Christmas Charm.
Just a little one.
8 p.m. on Hallmark, Noel Next Door.
This is the first new one of the year.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'm really going to have to run through some of these with you and find out what's new. I guess if it says 2022, we know it's new, so that was kind of dumb of me.
But also Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights on Hallmark Channel, 8 p.m., always new.
Okay.
And then Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Saturday night, 10 p.m.,
all right, we'll definitely be putting a little extra effort and bolding those with our voice. 8 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Merry and Bright. 8 p.m. on Lifetime, The Holiday from 2006.
Interesting. Is that, I wonder, I need to look into this. Is that when Lifetime is kicking off the Christmas movies? Are they kicking it off with The Holiday?
I don't know. It's from 2006,
It's a classic.
Yeah, but are you going to really kick it off with a 16-year-old movie?
It's a beloved movie, so
okay.
Possibly.
10 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Debbie McComber's A Christmas Debbie McComber's A Mrs. Christmas. No, this is so hard to read. Let me take a third try at it. Running start. Here we go. 10 p.m. on Hallmark Movies. Debbie McComber's A Mrs. Miracle Christmas. Oh, get me a Gatorade, Larry. 10:01 p.m. on Hallmark. A Royal Christmas. I don't know how they lost a minute there. And 11:03 p.m. on Lifetime. Blending Christmas. And those are your specials for the next couple of days. I could have gone on and on. So go to mostlychristmas.com if you want to see it. They have the listings going all the way through like the following Wednesday now, at least for Hallmark movies.
Well, there you go. There you go, everybody. Let's dive into the Christmas music battle. It is getting close, at least between you and me, Scott. We've got a battle, a true battle going on here. Scott with 14 wins, me with 13, listeners with 9, Dan with 1. Last week it had Run Rudolph, and I'll just get this out of the way. In last place with only 16.6% of the vote, it was me. I brought Alpha Rev.
I liked this one. I thought
guys,
it was good.
Guys, I want to just... Usually I agree with you. I think I got robbed. 16.6%?
This wasn't a 16%er. This should have been a 30%er.
Garbage. Garbage.
Wow. Wow.
Garbage listeners.
The views expressed by Brandon Gray are not necessarily those of Scott Newman or the Christmas Morning Podcast.
So it is between the Dyadics. How did I not beat this? This is nonsense.
This is your classic Run Rudolph Run version too. This was brought to us by Amanda Kay. Thank you, Amanda.
And also,
you know what it was? Saxophone. That's why you lost.
Saxophone does bring it up a little bit. And then the other track up there in the competition is Brother Yusuf.
Now, obviously, I brought this one.
Yeah.
And I liked this because it was incredibly unique to all the other versions I heard. And I think that's really resonated with you, with listeners. So I got 45.8%
on this one. That's right. Scott, you end up winning this week with Brother Yusuf. I think the most creative version of the three. So congratulations to you. Did you see this coming?
I had a feeling that this was either going to win big or lose terribly.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it's a great version that is nothing like all the other ones. So I think I think that's why it won, and I'm glad it did. So thank you, listeners, for voting on that one.
All right, this week I wanted us to do There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays, and we did.
Okay, okay, Bran, I texted you last night while I was looking for versions. Woof. This was hard, and I made a mistake when we were picking this song. I said, oh, there's tons of versions. There's tons of versions on Bandcamp of a song called Home for the Holidays. Most of those have nothing to do with There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. Just like you said last week, I didn't listen back, but I think you said, hey, you know, it's in parentheses, There's No Place Like Home. When you search on that term, you only find 2 pages of results, and it was a tough slog for most of them.
I didn't hate this week. I
didn't hate it, but it was not easy.
But there was one version that was 8 minutes of static, and I kept going through it. I was like, when does it happen? Like, when does they got to do something, right? Nope. It was 8 minutes of static. So shout out to that person. At least you got me. I don't know.
What's that song that's like 3 minutes of silence?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll have to look that up.
That's another one of those Spotify things. So people put up silence and hope that it like gets played, because then you don't know that you're listening to.
Okay. Well, that's a gaming the system, as we call it up here at the North Pole.
Gaming the system. Up first is a version by Richie A.
Hey.
Richie A. Oh, nope. Richie K.
Oh, really? Richie K.
Yeah.
No, Richie not affiliated K. with Reliant K.
With all this.
Or Amanda K.
That's right.
I love this brand. Thank you. really like that one because it gives me the feels of two musicians just playing on the street corner or a train station or an airport or wherever. You know, maybe it's a mall. I really, really like that.
I'm looking at the Bandcamp right now, and it is literally called an NYC Subway Christmas.
Okay.
So I think that's what they're going for.
What's next?
Up next, we have the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir. This better bring
there better be some
the jubilation. Here.
Here
it is. But there's no for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, hey, that traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. Yeah, jubilation.
There was so much jubilation in there. I like
so
that.
So much jubilation.
The singer's voice was wonderful. It had tones of Aretha Franklin, Roberta Flack. Yeah. I loved it. That was great.
Yeah.
Brian, what's our third song today?
Wow, you got a real NPR there just for a second. That was really nice. Yeah, last but not least.
Welcome to Tiny Desk Concerts.
That's right. Last but not least, and I hope it's not least. This is, it could be. Someone's got to be least. This is Betsy Curtis, who I'm already falling asleep just reading the name. Here's Betsy.
No. Don't. Okay.
Here's Betsy Curtis with Home for the Holidays.
Oh, there's no place like home. Holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, ooh, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
That was not boring, Bran.
It was not boring. I mean,
that was cocktail jazz, which is my favorite kind of Christmas jazz music. I love that.
Yeah.
Good on you, Betsy Curtis. Don't listen to Bran.
Good on you, Betsy Curtis. Good on you. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. You can vote right now and the link in the description. Scotty, I believe it's up to you now to bring a song. What are you bringing for us next week?
It is up to me, and I'm going to bring a controversial pick.
Good.
A song that a lot of people hate, but we got to do it eventually, right?
Sure.
I'm going to go with Happy Christmas, War is Over, the original John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Happy Christmas, Yoko.
Happy Christmas, Brandon.
All right, great. Give it a shot. Go to Bandcamp, find a version that you like, email it on in to christmasmorningpodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll select your pick. I think that's it.
Oh, I should mention, Bran, we only got one submission last week. It was from Chris Kolpak. So thank you, Chris. You saved the day.
There you go, Chris. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Another great week and another day closer to Christmas. Until next time,
Merry Christmas.